Thank you so much. Well, over these last few weeks, we've been thinking together about the story of Ruth, this beautiful little book which comes in the early part of the Hebrew Scriptures, what we as Christians call the Old Testament, and it reminds us of the gentleness of God in the midst of a time when, if you like, the main story was not gentle and is sometimes difficult to understand. We've been reminded over the last few weeks about the way that Naomi and her two sons migrate. They go from Israel to Moab. They travel out of Israel to this other land because there's a famine in Israel. They go in order to find a better life. And while they are there, her two sons marry Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. But tragedy strikes the family. First of all, the father, Elimelech, dies, and then the two boys die as well, leaving Naomi, Orpah and Ruth. And Naomi hears that things are better in Bethlehem, where she comes from, in the land of Israel, so she migrates back. But as she sets out to do so, she says to her two daughters, daughter-in-laws, please go home. What can I give you? I am only a widow. What can I give you? And she tries a sort of double whammy to persuade them to go back. Orpah decides to go back, but Ruth won't. And she says those amazing words, where you go, I will go, and your God will be my God. This statement of loyalty and dedication. And they go back, and the first chapter ends with those lovely words, just as the barley harvest was beginning. So there are signs of new hope. And in chapter 2, Ruth goes out and gleans. And as Philippa reminded us last week, we might have a slightly romantic idea of that, you know, going out in the field and all this kind of thing. It was anything but romantic, okay? This was the lowest of the low. Okay, the people of Israel were commanded not to go over their fields twice. What was left was for the refugee and the alien. Okay, this was thin pickings, but Ruth went out. And by God's grace, she ends up in the field of Boaz, who is a relative. And Boaz notices her and protects her and gives her food to eat at lunch, even says she had more than enough to eat. You can hear, can't you, that these people were hungry. She had more than enough to eat, and he gives her grain to take home that she and Naomi can bake. And this goes on while the wheat and barley harvests are being collected, and then in chapter 3, which Philippa helped us to understand last week. As the barley harvest come to an end, Naomi encourages Ruth, as it were, to make a move, to actually say, look, we can't just keep gleaning. When the harvests are over, what are we going to do? Boaz has noticed you. Prepare yourself. And she's given details how to prepare herself. And go and lie at his feet. And this, of course, puts Ruth in an incredibly vulnerable position. She is a foreign woman, a foreign widow, in the middle of the night, lying at the feet of another man. But Boaz is kind. He notices her, and he feels honored that she has come to lie at his feet. And again, he blesses her, gives her grain to take home. And he says, in effect, leave this with me. I will sort this out. And that's where our story begins at this today, in chapter 4. It begins here. Boaz goes to sit at the gate. Now then, just thinking, might be some children who can help me with this next part, because we're going to think about some of the characteristics of Boaz. Some of the characteristics of Boaz. Okay. Are there any children present who could help find a small, flightless bird? Okay? Or rather, a model of a small, flightless bird. Okay? Any children present who could help me find a small, flightless bird? Anyone have a go? Do you want to have a go, Francis? Okay? Do you want to have a little run round? I'll give you a clue. It's not up at the front yet. It will be when you've got it. Is that all right? So if I do warmer, colder, is that okay? It's quite cold up here. Okay? Do you want to have a look somewhere else? Okay. Your dad is getting warmer, but still fairly chilly. Okay? Keep going. Yeah. Getting warmer. Getting warmer. Still need your thermals. Keep going. Getting warmer. Yeah. Okay. You've got your thermals. You've got your coat off. Keep going. Warmer. Warmer, yeah. Feels like the heating's on. Warmer, even hot. You're getting hot. Can you see it? Can you see a small flightless bird? Can you see it? You almost went past it then, mate. Can you see it? Excellent. Can you reach it? Do you want to reach it? You look a bit ambivalent there. Okay, go on. Pick it up. Yes! Way to go, Francis! Round of applause. Well done, mate. Come and bring the small flightless bird to the front. Is that all right? And while he does so, we're just going to queue up a video, because we're just going to watch a little bit of a video. Okay, we're just going to watch a little bit of video. Here we are. Hang on. Just 1 second. Just one. Can you bring that to me, Francis? Is that okay? Right, here is our small flightless bird, okay? We're just going to watch just a minute of this video. Okay, let's give it a go.
More experienced penguins make it look easy, but it's a steep learning curve. It takes youngsters a while to get the hang of it. Misjudge it, and it's back to square one.
Okay, you get the point. You get the point? It's hard work being a penguin, isn't it? It is hard work being a penguin. Especially if you're one of those penguins which are called rockhopper penguins, okay? We're called rockhopper penguins because they hop on rocks, okay? The point is, they've got to keep going, haven't they? They've got to keep going. They have to be really persistent to get up that hill. That's what Boaz is. He's amazingly persistent. He goes and he sits at the gate and he waits for the one person who has a greater right, as it were, to this transaction, which is both personal and financial. He has a greater right. He's a closer relative. And again, as Philippa explained last week, in Jewish Israelite law at that time, there was this idea that if there was a widow, that someone in the family, the closest relative, would marry them in order to protect and provide, but also to give an heir to the dead man. Somebody else is closer. And so Boaz goes and sits. This is going to take some time. This other man comes. He says, come and sit here, my friend. He comes. He gathers together a group of elders. They sit together. And Boaz is really open. And he says, look, this is what's going to happen. Naomi is selling this land. You're a closer relative than I am. Do you want to buy it? And the other man says, yes, I would like to buy it. And Boaz says, that's fine, you're free to do so. But when you take this land, you also take Ruth the Moabite. Uses her name, Ruth the Moabite. Doesn't just call her Moabite woman, he uses her name, Ruth the Moabite. You will have to take her too. And at this, the man says, I don't want to. And then there's this strange thing about a sandal being exchanged. It's a bit weird, isn't it? It's a bit like, you know, in the used to have in the playground where you'd shake hands like that. It's a bit like that. This is a public moment of transaction. Boaz goes through all this because, yes, it is financial and economical, but also because he has seen and noticed Ruth. He is very persistent. Now then, can we get rid of the video? Is that okay? Oh, that's going to play it. Oh, yeah, that plays it. They are lovely. But we just want to get rid of the video. Here we go. We just close it. Nope. We got a problem? Just get rid of it. Should we just get rid of the video and go back to the PowerPoint? Is that all right? That's it. Brilliant. Brilliant. Lovely. Anyone know who this lady is? She appeared on the news this week. You can't read it from there either. Anyway, her name is... Oh, I can't read it either. That's terrible. Sorry. Anyway, forgive me. I did have a name there, but I've done it too small. FOK, the Bank of England's chief financial officer, topped the 2026 power list. She is, according to this list, the most powerful person of African Caribbean or African American heritage in the UK, because she's the chief financial officer of the Church of England. Church of England? The Bank of England. Honestly, we haven't got anywhere near as much money as them. Anyway, that's another conversation. She's a very powerful woman. She's a very powerful woman. Now then, there's another object I'd like somebody to help me find that expresses power. That expresses power. Can anyone help me to find this object? Okay, children would be best. I'll give you a clue. Okay? Like that. Everyone got it? Padawan, my young Padawan. Okay? Sorry, that's intersecting with Chinese there. Anyway, you know what I mean? Can anyone find me an object from that genre that expresses power? Francis, do you want to find it again? I can do a hot and cold. Okay? Can you come towards me? Come towards me. You're getting warmer, warmer, warmer. Keep coming. Warmer, 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 warmer. Yeah, keep going, mate. Keep going. And keep going. Warmer. Get hot, 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 hot. Keep going round. Hot, 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 hot. Really, really hot. There we go. Look at that. Here we go. Right. Sam, Francis. Come on over here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lovely. Here we go. Round of applause for Francis. Right. Okay. I have to confess, this is only one of my lightsabers, okay? I have more than one, okay? I went to see Star Wars at the wrong time. I was a teenage boy. It just went very deep into me. Okay, right. Do you know when Luke... Okay, no, I'm talking about the original three, which I totally understand are over 40 years old now, okay? So there are lots of people who may not appreciate them quite as deeply as I do. But anyway, he does lots of fighting with his lightsaber and it's all... Do you know when Luke is at his most powerful? When he puts it away, right at the end of the Return of the Jedi. And he won't kill Darth Vader. Do you remember? And Darth Vader starts being zapped by the Emperor. And then what does Darth Vader do? No, Luke Skywalker starts being zapped by the Emperor. And what does Darth Vader do? He picks up the Emperor and he throws him down a convenient shaft that is just locally, just next to him. There we are. And Darth Vader is redeemed. Darth Vader is redeemed. Boaz is a powerful man, but he uses his power incredibly gently. He is focused on Ruth, okay? He sees Ruth. Last thing. Can somebody find me? If it's Francis, that's great. It doesn't have to be Francis. Can somebody find me a pair of binoculars? Can anyone find me a pair of binoculars? I'll give you a clue. They're behind a door. Okay? There aren't that many doors in church. Okay? Anyone find me a pair of binoculars? Can you bear to do it, Arif? Can you bear to do it? Go on, mate, you can. Well done. It's hard for a teenager to do this. It's hard. Yeah. Go on, mate, you can find it. Well done. You found it? Nice one. Let's give him a round of applause. Hey. Woo. No, I can see you. Right. Boaz is persistent. He is powerful. And he keeps his eyes fixed on Ruth. And right the way through that passage, he mentions her name. Yes, she is a widow. Yes, she is a foreigner. But to him, she is Ruth. And he keeps calling her by her name. So these are the things that Boaz treats Ruth. He treats her with faithful persistence, with a gentle use of his power, and never losing sight of her person, who she is. She is never a commodity. She is always a person. And yes, of course, we get a beautiful happy ending. They are married. She does have children. One of her children becomes the grandfather of King David. Isn't that wonderful? But it's good to pause and just see how Boaz treats her. And if you think about it, despite his imperfections, Boaz gives us a glimpse of how Christ treats us. He is faithful. And he keeps going, doesn't he? He won't give up on us. He is all-powerful, but he is incredibly gentle. And he always treats us as individuals, people created in his image. We get a glimpse of how Jesus treats us. And of course, we get a beautiful and challenging glimpse of how we are called to treat one another. Perhaps especially how we treat people who are different from us. Boaz is a Jewish Israelite. Ruth is a Moabite, a foreigner. And yet he treats her like this. He gives us a glimpse of how God treats us all. Gives us a challenge as to how we are to treat one another. And in our society, in our country at this time, we are living, aren't we, in a time when people are being encouraged tacitly, implicitly, to not treat each other like this. This is a really important message. Wouldn't it be great if we, the people of God, were known as those who treat one another and who treat the people that we meet, and especially treat those who are different, with these kind of qualities? It is a wonderful message for our time. Amen.